case you missed it the first time. This is a Riggs and Allie Rewind.
It's just been Gibbons and I this morning. I've made it back from Switzerland.
Yes.
And Allie has some sort of a rash. Not lying about that at all.
No.
And this was going on. We said, don't bring that in here. No thanks. No, bro. Did you learn anything on the show this morning? Show number 740 is in the books.
Yep.
What did you learn on the show this morning, Gibbons?
Well, Riggs, you just mentioned that you made it back from Switzerland from your trip.
I did.
I learned that you almost didn't make it back from your from Switzerland because of what some idiot, and I will say it again, some idiot on the airplane.
Yeah.
Okay, it's 2019, okay?
Yes.
2019.
Uh-huh.
And some dummy, I'll say it again, some dummy on Riggs's flight from Switzerland went into the bathroom while the plane was at 40,000 feet
above
over the Atlantic Ocean and lights up a freaking cigarette in the bathroom.
The nice British guy comes over and he goes, I apologize to interrupt your entertainment this time, ladies and gentlemen, but I need to let you know that there's been evidence of somebody smoking in the bathroom. At best case, this person, if they are found, will be escorted off the plane and apprehended by American authorities when we land. And the worst case scenario, well, we won't say that over the air because it could be tragic. Please don't smoke in the bathroom. And then in a British accent, he said, don't be stupid, you moron. Which is what the guy was doing, or girl, or whoever it was. Or maybe it was a child. I don't know.
Riggs,
who smokes in an airplane?
It was a man. That was a guy.
Right.
Women are logical, okay?
Somebody texted in when I told the story earlier, and they said, you used to be able to smoke on airplanes. It used to be okay. And I said, yeah, slavery used to be legal too.
What the
Times
hell?
Change.
God.
You don't smoke on a plane anymore. Come on now.
Terrible.
I learned something about Gibbons.
Oh, yeah?
Gibbons is willing to do anything, and he will go above and beyond, even if you give him some peer pressure. Gibbons was at a wrestling match.
True.
Which was a Lucha Libre match? Like a Luchadors?
Mondo Lucha.
Mondo Lucha, right? And two of the wrestlers are fighting. One of them gets hit in the face and his gum flies out of his mouth and lands right in front of Gibbons.
Yep.
Gibbons picks up the gum. Mm. The crowd starts chanting around him, eat it, eat it, eat it. And Gibbons, taking and feeding into the peer pressure of a wrestling event, takes that already been chewed gum, that ABC gum, and pops it right in his mouth.
And guess what?
It was Nicorette.
Yep. Now I know what Nicorette tastes like.
At least the guy was trying to stop smoking, you know?
The guy couldn't get through a 15-minute match without a smoke. He was jonesing.
Give me my Nicorette before I go out for this match.
I need my nicotine.
I need it. I'm jonesing.
Craziness, man.
You can always
man.
Get our show on demand at 1037kissfm.com. We will talk to you tomorrow. Another chance at Jonas Brothers tickets.
Uh-huh.
Those are 7:20 tomorrow morning, right?
Yes.
And I believe the winner is also in the running to meet the Jonas Brothers as well.
Correct.
That's true. 7:20 tomorrow morning. It's 103.7 Kiss FM.
Riggs and Allie.
It's Riggs and Allie.
Weekday mornings and always on demand at 1037kissfm.com.